Donald Trump says his court case is all headed up by Biden's White House. By Wendell Hasebo on March 25, 2024. The multitude of court cases facing former President Donald Trump are all headed up by President Joe Biden's White House, Trump said Monday. Trump will appear on Tuesday at a hearing in Manhattan to schedule a court date for the hush money criminal case brought by Alvin Bragg, the Democrat New York County District Attorney. The likely Republican 2024 presidential candidate is also facing a Monday deadline to post a $454 million bond to cover a civil fraud judgment. "There should be no fine. Did nothing wrong," Trump exclaimed on Truth Social. "Why should I be forced to sell my babies because a corrupt New York judge and AG set a fake and ridiculous number? Take his cash so that he can't use it to defeat his political opponent, crooked Joe Biden." Trump said the legal action against him is election interference, which is all headed up by the White House. The election interference includes the case in Georgia where Fulton County prosecutor Fani Willis accused Trump of election interference, Trump posted. Multiple sources familiar with the Fulton County District Attorney's Office exclusively told Breitbart News the Biden administration has a Democrat operative inside a Fulton County office to target Trump. Trump previously excoriated Willis for hiring an alleged Biden plant, Jeff DeSantis, inside the district attorney's office. "I'm being prosecuted by Biden, my opponent. Whether it's Fani Willis or Bragg, these are local and state, but they're in total coordination with the White House," Trump said. "You can't do that. It shouldn't be done." The legal action against Trump presents a serious attack on Trump's financial resources. Two judges in two separate cases already fined Trump just under $500 million. New York civil fraud case, more than $355 million. E. Jean Carroll's defamation case, $83.3 million. In addition, Trump must post a liquid, cash, securities bond on Monday to cover a civil fraud judgment. If Trump is unable to post bond, New York Attorney General Letitia James intends to enforce the judgment. A New York appeals court could rule any time this week on Trump's appeal to reduce or hold off posting the bond. "It's all a giant and totally illegal witch hunt against Biden's political opponent," Trump posted on Truth. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.